It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor?
Great song. All right, well, if we all want to take a seat. So, I got two children with me today. Yes, two very big children.
Roger's breathing my air.
You make me laugh. So, I want to talk about school. I know we talked about it last week, but I think it's just kind of important to reiterate on it. I asked Katie if she was in school, and the response she gave me was, maybe. So, I'm going to go on a whim and say she's in school. But I know it might be weird nowadays because, you know, we're going to school and there's all these specific rules and stuff, you know, kids have to follow, teachers have to follow. And it might be a little bit hard to adapt to that environment. I want to talk about adapting today.
Maybe it was the perfect answer because right now I'm not in school, but during the week I am.
I have no comment for that. So growing up, I went between three different schools. I went to a public school from kindergarten to third grade, went to a private school from fourth to eighth grade, and then the biggest change for me was when we moved out to Ross, you know, near the end of my eighth grade year, we moved out here, and then I went to high school. Now, we all know high school is a big, giant monster of a school. You get in there, and in my shoes, you know, absolutely no one, have no clue who anyone is. And I'm not going to lie, I was, like, scared. I had no clue who anybody was. You know, I was just, you know, this small little tiny minnow in this big, big ocean. But over time, I got to meet people, and, you know, this minnow grew. And by the end of high school, I cannot tell you how many friends I made, how many memories I made, and it was just, it's amazing. And I just want to remind Katie and Nicole that right now it might seem weird, but over time, it's going to get better. And why are you looking at me like that? I swear, she cracks me up. But I just want to pray right now. And I got these two laughing now. I want to just pray right now that, for one, we just pray for COVID just to go away. And that we pray for Katie and Nicole and then anybody else who, a kid that's not here that's going in the school right now, we just pray for them right now. Do you
want to say? No one's in school, it's Sunday.
I think they all know what I mean. She kills me.
You're such a young Mr. Rogers.
Yes. All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, we just, every day we give it to you, and we just want to pray every day that, you know, you strengthen our young caterpillars in school, and, you know, just by the end of it all, they blossom into a butterfly, and they just fly with you. And we just pray for COVID to go away. And yeah, amen.